Retail, sales, and jobs. Let's do the numbers.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. A couple of economic indicators out this morning. Retail sales came in for the month of June, and it's not looking so good. Target, Costco, The Limited all saw sales fall dramatically. Diane Swonk is the chief economist for Mesirow Financial in Chicago. She joins us live. Hi, Diane.
Hello.
So retail not looking so good in June. Is this about what we expected?
Unfortunately, it is. You know, the job situation is still deteriorating. Main Street's still struggling, and gas prices are high, so the discretionary income is squeezed. That said, it does look like we don't have Walmart, the biggest player out there. They're not reporting anymore, and same-store sales don't necessarily reflect overall spending. Overall spending is likely to be pretty close to flat, maybe up a little bit in the second quarter. Nothing to write home about after the sharp contractions we saw in the second half of last year. So this is still an economy where people are looking for the biggest bang on the buck, trading down the retail food chain, and really changing their spending behaviors quite dramatically from what we saw earlier in the decade.
Well, speaking of not spending so much, the other big number out this morning, weekly jobless claims, they came in 565,000 people filed for unemployment benefits last week. Apparently, this is good news. Came in better than expected.
It's lower unemployment claims than we saw the week before. That's good news, and we finally cracked that 600,000 mark. That said, what it means is that the pace of layoffs out there is slowing. It's not stopped, and we certainly don't have any people doing any major hiring out there. In fact, the number of people on continuing unemployment has gone to a record high. So if you're out there looking for a job, the situation is still there's more people in line in front of you this week than there was last week, even though the pace at which this number of people are entering the unemployment ranks is slowing.
Diane Swonk is chief economist for Mesirow Financial. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you.
And the markets are liking those job numbers this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up just a hair, less than a tenth of a percent. The NASDAQ is up a quarter of a percent to 1751. The S&P 500 up a tenth of a percent to 880. British police have launched an inquiry into one of Rupert Murdoch's newspapers. Reporters there are being accused of hacking into people's cell phones to get scoops. From London, Stephen Beard has more.
The Guardian newspaper claims that a Murdoch paper was engaged in a massive and illegal invasion of privacy and then tried to cover it up. The Guardian alleges that Murdoch's News of the World paid private investigators to eavesdrop on public figures. Among the alleged targets, the actress Gwyneth Paltrow and two cabinet ministers. Here's Guardian reporter Nick Davies speaking on British TV.
I'm told that that targeting consisted of hacking into their mobile telephones. And if so, that's very serious. But those are being offered as examples, among many others, of the breadth of this activity.
He says that between 2,000 and 3,000 people may have had their cell phones hacked into. The Guardian reports that Murdoch's company tried to conceal the abuses. It says the company's already paid some of the targets more than $1.5 million in confidential out-of-court settlements. Rupert Murdoch says he's not aware of any such payments. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Leaders from all over the world are meeting in Italy today for the Group of Eight summit. Some G8 leaders are saying enough already about government stimulus. Countries like the U.S., France, and Germany have pumped $2 trillion into the global economy since the recession began. For his part, President Obama told G8 leaders we should remain open to more stimulus money. Probably not too surprising, seeing as how we got word earlier this week about the possibility of more stimulus from Uncle Sam. Marketplace economics correspondent Chris Farrell joins us. Apparently, $787 billion just doesn't buy what it used to. Why do we need more stimulus?
The job market continues to deteriorate, and that is raising concerns that maybe we need to do more. Laura Tyson, who was head of the Council of Economic Advisors under President Clinton, she said we may have to think about this. Paul Krugman, a New York Times columnist, Nobel laureate, he's written, look, I know the politics are hard, but this is what we're really going to have to do. And they're all justifying it under a date, 1937.
Well, yes. I mean, people are always comparing our situation now to the Great Depression. Are we nearing that scale of government intervention?
Well, it partly depends on how you look at it. I mean, the government intervention in the 1930s was stunning. Things were going so well. They raised taxes and reduced spending. The economy was too weak, and we went back into a recession. So that's why there's a very smart group of people who are arguing we don't want a repeat of 1937. We don't want to be tightening up too early. And in fact, we may even want to be more aggressive with more fiscal stimulus.
Well, isn't there a risk with all this government money floating around in the economy that we could have really bad inflation? I mean, that seems like a reasonable worry.
Perhaps 10 years from now or 5 years from now. But right now, the bigger worry really might be deflation. I mean, forget 1937. How about Japan? You know, Japan, they flooded their system with money. They had 0% interest rates. They sort of had some fiscal stimulus, and then they do a little more fiscal stimulus, and they fell into a deflation. And essentially, Japan went nowhere for well over a decade. So that's the fear. Now, I'm a little bit of an optimist. I think you probably figured that out, right, Stacey?
Yeah.
I mean, I am an optimist. But here's my fundamental belief. I don't think there's any stomach in Washington for another fiscal stimulus plan. I think that what the word is going to be, let's give the one that we have time to work. They only spent about 10% of the money anyway. So let's give that time. Ben Bernanke is smart. He's a student of the Great Depression. And the Fed is not going to worry that much about the exit strategy. And I think the Fed will continue to be aggressive. So that's why I'm not that worried about a repeat of 1937.
Chris Farrell is Marketplace's economics editor. Chris, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, thanks a lot. It was fun.
In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.